Robots with a lot of intelligence have taken over many jobs in manufacturing. Now they could take over the job of writing and interpreting government regulations. That's according to Kerry Colonnese, a poli-sci professor at the University of Pennsylvania. He joins me now to elaborate on this idea. Professor Colonnese, great to have you on.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about this idea. I guess you don't really mean a robot with arms and legs like in a factory, but more of an expert system.
That's right. These are, digital robots, if you will. They function on algorithms that have a learning property. So we don't really know exactly how they work. We can just observe how they're structured at the outset and then what outcomes they determine. But in the process, they're trying all sorts of different combinations and learning on their own.
And where are these systems now being used in the private sector? Because I think they actually are in use pretty widely.
Oh, absolutely. This is driving a lot of innovation in the private sector today. Certainly the move toward self-driving cars depends entirely on machine learning algorithms helping determine for the car where it should go next and what it should avoid. But it's also very much in use today in everything from email spam filters that we rely on to companies like Netflix or Amazon making recommendations to us about what movies or books we'd like to buy next.
So at the heart of these systems basically is a computer that is running if and or if then questions at a very high rate of speed.
That's the pivotal innovation here that makes this possible is computing speed and processing. Rather than the human having to specify an actual algorithm form, the machine is able to try out automatically all sorts of different combinations at a very rapid pace based upon modern computing, and then find the model that seems to best fit. This was actually behind the innovation that occurred in May. Some of your listeners may remember from earlier this year, a machine learning algorithm beat the world champion Go player at one of the world's most complicated games.
All right, so you have written a paper, Regulating by Robot, Administrative Decision-Making in the Machine Learning Era, along with David Lair. What is your premise on how this could apply in the public sector?
Well, it's interesting that there's a lot of concern about machine learning taking over jobs in the private sector. And what David and I focus on in this paper is the possibility for machines and robots taking over some of the decision-making functions in the public sector as well. And so we look at some efforts that are moving in this direction already, and we argue that this is a promising direction for many governmental functions, and we ought to think hard about what that means for government. We are committed, after all, as a country to government for the people and by the people, and so the notion that robots would actually replace government positions seems a bit, novel to say the least.
Do you see any applications in particular where we might try this first?
Well, there's a lot of discretionary decisions that government officials have to make every day about where to place resources, what facilities to inspect, and all of those kinds of discretionary decisions are based upon forecasts. We're trying to allocate in government often limited resources and intervene to maximize public value, but we need to know where to target those limited resources. And machine learning can help in forecasting and using those resources much more wisely. So that's going to be, I think, a predominant area. And we already see the Internal Revenue Service, for example, using machine learning to help in identifying who to audit.
We're speaking with Kerry Colonnese, a professor of law and of political science at the University of Pennsylvania. And I see that VA and Social Security struggle a lot with claims for disability. And so it seems like this could be a place where maybe the decision wouldn't be made by a machine, but a machine could quickly offer up the best possible case where a human could review it. And could that have the possibility of speeding up this whole process?
That's right. I mean, we have a lot of backlogs in paperwork processing, and if machine learning algorithms could help improve the accuracy and the efficiency of administrative efficiency of that decision making, that could help. Now, I think the more controversial areas would be if robotic decision makers were actually substituting for human ones. But certainly, as a decision aid, this will also be another area of important innovation going forward.
Well, it seems like maybe it would have greater acceptance if machines decided technical things like, I don't know, which data center is ready to be overhauled or which streetlights should be replaced first or that kind of thing, as opposed to decisions on benefits that people are expecting for themselves as individuals from the government.
Sure. I think, there's already a lot of concern about government being distant and cold, and the idea that decisions would be made by machines or robots only would exacerbate that concern if it's not handled well. And I think it's possible for us to think about ways that we can take advantage of the benefits of machine learning, both in terms of efficiency and accuracy, and quite frankly, the elimination of various forms of bias and error that come from human judgment, but while also remaining true to the kinds of general principles of democracy and fairness that we hope government aspires to.
Now, you mentioned in the paper that there are some practical impediments, such as the Administrative Procedures Act and different laws and regulations about how government needs to act as an entity.
That's right. When it comes to government making decisions such as setting rules or making individual determinations for benefits or other privileges that government provides, the whole structure of our legal system really is premised on the idea that there will be at bottom, some humans that are making these decisions. And so this raises a whole host of puzzles for the legal rules that surround government. Some of these, include a longstanding constitutional doctrine that actually constrains the government's ability to delegate decisions to private entities to make those decisions. Well, does delegating to a machine seem comparable to delegating to a private party? Well, we think that it actually, on closer inspection, won't be something that these legal principles impede innovation. There are ways that government can manage the use of machine learning to overcome what might seem at first glance to be these kinds of legal barriers.
Yeah, the idea of what is inherently governmental, I guess if the machine is programmed by the government and operated by the government, then you could say that they're within the doctrine of doing what is inherently governmental.
That's right, and machines are very literal, and so we might actually get more predictable and clear guidance when it comes to setting up these machines than we often have today. Some statutes delegate to administrative agencies very broad principles regulate in the public interest. Well, machine learning is something that will require a greater degree of specificity about various trade-offs between values. And we might actually get clearer, more accountable government, ironically, relying more heavily on a machine process that will actually discipline human thinking about this. And of course, as you suggest, humans can always pull the plug on these things.
Cary Connellisi is a professor of law and of political science at the University of Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
You can read more about his paper at federalnewsradio.com. Share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.